an update on the Wyoming range and Sublette mule deer herds. This is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. Wildlife managers continue to observe signs of recovery and growth in the Wyoming range and Sublette mule deer herds following the severe winter of 2022-23, which resulted in above-average mortality in both herds. While the adjacent Sublette mule deer herd was somewhat less affected, both populations recorded exceptional buck and fawn ratios this winter. Herd recovery is further supported by high overwinter survival, a result of several consecutive years of favorable, relatively mild, and snow-free conditions on mule deer winter ranges. Brandon Skurlock, Wildlife Management Coordinator in the Pinedale region, says both herds have demonstrated incredible resilience over time, rapidly recovering from periodic high winter mortality, as we saw in the mid-2000s and more recently from 2011 through 16, when consecutive mild open winters resulted in high survival and rapid population recovery. Researchers recorded above-average body fat levels and the highest number of females successfully recruiting twins recorded since data collection began in 2016. In addition to collaboration with the University of Wyoming, the Wyoming Game and Fish is in the fourth year of a five-year focal herd study, focusing on five deer herds statewide, including the Wyoming range herd, to understand the causes of population declines. The Wyoming range herd had impressively high fawn ratios over the last 2 years, with 81 fawns per 100 does observed this year and 83 fawns per 100 does last year. Buck ratios increased to 38 bucks per 100 does. That brings the buck ratio to objective. The population estimate for the Wyoming range increased to 15,000 for the 2025 post-hunting season. That's up from 13,200 in 2024. Surveys for the Sublette herd indicated higher than average fawn and buck ratios. Managers recorded 43 bucks and 77 fawns per 100 does. The 2025 post-hunting season population estimate for the Sublette herd is 22,437. That's an increase of 18% from 2024. For more information on mule deer in Wyoming, you're encouraged to visit the Wyoming Game and Fish Department website. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, a program by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.